7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of activity in this hour. Actually, we call this Beyond Good Day because there are things that happen here that may not happen some of the other earlier hours of the program. You can check out a lot of activity at DougSteffen.com. Is there a dot cam?
We had a, that's where our camera is.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Jennifer and Heather and Richie and I. Well, welcome back, Maria Bailey, who hosts a program called Mom Talk Radio. She hasn't been on our program for a long time. She apparently has empty nest syndrome, and that certainly is something that a lot of moms are feeling around this time of year. So that comes up in a while. We're going to meet Frank Stallone, who is Sylvester's brother. He has a new song that's in the movie Expendables 2. That is he going to sing it for us, Richie?
What is we have it. We're gonna play it.
Okay. All right. So that did well at the box office this past weekend. You're familiar with it. Sylvester, his brother, and Arnold.
Should we all talk to
Bruce Willis?
Should we all talk to Frank? Like, hey, you're the
show. Probably tired of hearing that. It's kind of silly.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is kind of. All right. So their latest weather report: the GOP convention is next week, isn't it, in Tampa?
Yep.
Supposed to be.
Unless there's breaking weather news.
Yes.
Well, this may be the first hurricane developing of the season.
That'd be fun.
Hurricane Palin, I think, is what it's called.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Whatever. All right, some laughter at 10 after, and then Frank Stallone joins us here on Good Day.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug's Good Day. I've always felt that laughter in the face of reality is probably the finest sound that there is in lasts until the day when the game is called on account of darkness. A good time to laugh is any time you can. You know my philosophy about LSD. Laughing, singing, and dancing. And therefore, when you ponder the following, you think, this may be profound, it may be worth a chuckle. This was found as a post on a Facebook page belonging to a young teenager. When I die, I want to go peacefully in my sleep like Grandpa, not screaming like all the passengers in his car.
Love it.
A moment of reflection here from Good Day. Frank Stallone joins us in just a moment on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Traveled all night to find a good fight.
Don't want to fight with me.
This is from the new movie Expendables 2, and Frank Stallone is here. I think Frank has been with us a couple times before. I remember, I mean, obviously it's musically connected because Frank has made his name in the music world. Although I don't know, have you ever been, I should probably know the answer to this, Frank, but I don't. How much acting have you done, if any?
Well, I've been in over 60 movies.
Oh, so that shows you how well
I
know.
I started, the first, obviously, the first movie I was in was Rocky, but I was that more in a singing capacity with the group. But
right.
Little by little, after I did the movie Staying Alive and wrote a lot of the music in that movie, then, you know, things started happening. I started getting offered, acting parts, even though I was going to acting class. And then things just led to one thing to another. And I guess my first good break in a movie was Staying Alive, because I did music, but I also was in the movie slightly. And then probably my first breakthrough role would have been Barfly with Mickey Rourke, and then Tombstone with Val.
Love Tombstone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And one thing led to another, then, you know, TV appearances and stuff. So, but the music to me was always more of...
All right, so maybe the better way for me to ask the question, now I remember talking to you about being in another movie, so that sort of rattles around in my brain. But it seems to me that more of your reputation is built on your music career. Am I right? Is that what you'd prefer?
Yeah, I would. I would say so. The acting is something I grew into, and the music was something that I grew up with. You know what I mean? It's something that I just had in my life. And, I'm from your area. My mother was born in Washington, D.C. My father, when his family came over from Italy, settled in Washington, D.C. area, Northwest. So I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland, and Potomac.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
A lot of people, I remember once, I don't think I've ever talked to your brother on the air, but somebody said once to me a long time ago, you know where it was? I remember. I was having lunch. Do you know Shea Jay in Santa Monica? Do you know
that? Yeah,
right?
Hi.
So I have a house not far from there, and I was over with a friend of mine having dinner there one night, and your brother came in. And, that's the kind of place where everybody comes in, nobody pays any attention to him, it's just you're another guy at the bar,
yeah,
or you're another guy at a table, and that was it. So, but this guy with me, who is a television guy, has said that the real way to pronounce your name is Stallone.
In Italy they say Stallone.
Yeah.
In Italy, but here it's Stallone. Yeah, so the Italians do over...
Right, this guy is an Italian. He says, no, it's Stallone.
Yeah.
And I wondered whether it was spelled, is this the way your relatives came over on the boat, or did they change the spelling of the name?
No, the name is same, but it's just how they pronounce it in Italy.
Yeah, all right. So that was where that came from.
Yeah, so, you know, with the new record out, Don't Want to Fight With Me, I kind of went back to more of the guitar, blues roots type thing. And I was very happy to get it in this movie. I mean, we somewhat tailored it exactly to the movie. And, you know, it can be bought on, you know, cdbaby.com or go to my website, frankstallone.com or iTunes. So we just put it out ourselves, you know, and it's doing pretty good, you know, I must say.
Frank, how hard is that to look at a movie and to not start with the song, but to look at a movie and have to write music that fits the energy and the feel of the movie? Is that really, really hard?
Not really. You know, I think it's an acquired thing. You just kind of suss it out and say, okay, well, this makes sense for this part. And that's what I did with Staying Alive. I read the script and I just kind of, it all the songs that movie kind of fit in a certain genre. So it was kind of just a train of thought that made it work that way.
So you don't get to see the film as you're writing. You're just reading the script and having to go from what you've read.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even read the script. I just get a gist of what it's about. So I figure, well, maybe this will work here.
Wow.
Because a lot of the times you don't, you know, I mean, they could be editing the movie for a year. So you can, and I don't really look at a script and find a keyword. Okay, I'm going to write about that. But I would like to give a little plug out, if I could. I just had a brand new fan page on Facebook called Frank Stallone Official. So if the fans out there would go and give it a like.
Yeah, cool.
Out, and Twitter is Stallone for Real, but number four Real. Because it's, you know, there's a lot of Frank Stallones out there, but they're not me. So you have to kind of
not the real one.
The real one, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. So, and, you know, I have a huge website, frankstallone.com, which lets people know, you know, playing. For anybody out in California, I'll be at this Saturday night, which is a great place. And then New York next week, you know.
So what do you do for fun?
Well, I have a lot of hobbies and things like that, obviously. You know, I have just different hobbies like horses, archery. I like shooting sporting clays and trap and stuff like that. And
that's cool.
Working out. And, you know, I have a huge antique boxing collection, which goes back to the turn of the century. So I have little things like that. You know, sometimes you put a little more time into it than other things. But I just try to keep busy. The older I get, the tendency to get boring or bored
right.
becomes more apparent.
You're Sly's younger brother, though, right?
I am, right.
Are there other siblings?
Yes, yeah. I have an older brother than Sly, and I have a younger brother and sister.
Uh-huh. And are their lives changed by your success and your brother's success? What do they do in their own lives to be successful?
They have their own, they have their own thing. You know, just, you know, married. Yeah. I mean, it was something, Sly and I are the only ones that are in the business, actually. And it was just something just to the
And your mom made a pretty good name for herself as well.
Yeah, in certain things.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very interesting. She was a character, as I recall. Yeah, it's been a long time since I thought about her. All right. Well, I think that you, this movie obviously is doing well. And it's nice to be able to have a song connected with it that gets attention. So we wish you well. FrankStallone.com is where you can download Don't Want to Fight With Me, which is from The Expendables 2, number one movie at the box office this past weekend. Frank, thank you for being here. Nice to chat with you. Frank Stallone on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now 23 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the What's New department at DougSteffen.com, the story of a man from Chi-Town who put the windshield of his car up for auction on eBay. Listen to this. It has bird droppings that look like Michael Jackson.
That's awesome.
One of two things will happen, says this.
Oh, someone will buy it.
Guy. He's a salesman. It'll go for an astronomical amount, or I'll get nothing.
Exactly. This guy was famous.
Driving along when bird poop hit the windshield of his car. It's a 1996 Cadillac Seville. Oh, cool car. He said he immediately saw a resemblance to Michael Jackson, and it became more
So the question is, was the bird poop white?
It became white as it aged.
So the minimum starting bid for this on eBay, Richie, is $500. I wonder where it is at this point in time.
Pay for his new windshield.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 24 past the hour. Now, we've been discussing off the air who was going to tell the story. It was Maria Bailey going to join us in a few minutes from Mom Talk Radio about how she feels now that her children are all gone. How many empty nesters out there want to
Not all of them, but,
close.
She took a hit this year. Two of them left.
Yeah. All right, so did we decide that Heather is...
Rich and I are going to share a story.
A share time here on Good Day. All right, so here we go.
We never do that.
Well, you had mentioned earlier, Doug, or asked when our pet expert, Warren, was on, whether you would risk your life to save your pet.
Right.
And a Massachusetts couple in on a lake, Hampton Ponds in Massachusetts, Westfield, Massachusetts, did just that and didn't survive. Apparently, their small dog, Sadie, jumped into the lake, prompting 64-year-old Donald Sire to follow his pet.
What do you bet the wife is the one? Get in there, Donald! Get in there! Go after Sadie!
And I don't know whether she was the one who prompted him, but after she saw him struggling in the water, she jumped in to save him, and they both drowned, and the dog made it out alive.
She couldn't even swim. That's the thing. The mother, the wife that jumped in, Patricia, couldn't swim. So, why do you do this? I mean, I'm all for loving my pet.
I should love your dog. I do it.
I love my... I know,
I would jump in to save my dog. There's no doubt I would jump in to save my dog. Feeling very confident. And I have. I've taken my dog in a lake.
Yeah.
So, and feeling very confident, I could swim over to him, grab him, get him out. when I'm 64, conditions change.
Here's
I don't
the thing.
Know.
You know how to swim. This woman didn't know how to swim.
But the guy did. What was his, you know, what was going on? Was he having some kind of a medical issue that he was struggling? I don't know.
I mean, so I'm what, all for I guess saving my point your pet is, if you can, but, I mean, come on, you have to save yourself before your pet.
Well, but that's my point, is my point is I wouldn't even assume that I would have a problem.
Right.
And apparently he didn't either. She's the one, yeah, who just started freaking out and jumped in to try and save him.
It seems odd that he would have a problem with the small dog. I can understand if it was a big dog.
I don't think he had a problem with the dog. I think he had, he must have obviously had some kind of issue medically that was just giving him, he was having a hard time breathing or something.
Well, we asked people on Facebook, you guys, earlier today, if you would risk your life for your pet. Jeffrey said, not a yes or no question. It depends on the circumstance. But in some cases, yes, I love my dog like crazy. Laura said, absolutely. Liz has my favorite answer on this one. She said, I would risk my husband's life for my pet. Patrick said, I love my cat like it was my kid, but no, I wouldn't. That's a really tough question. I guess we do something stupid in the spur of the moment. Like, if my cat darted into the street, I'd probably go after her, which could put my life in at risk, I guess. But,
well,
no. You got to have someone left to feed the animals when you're gone. You got to think about it that
way. The kids say that they couldn't have survived without each other. So, is it better that they both
went
on
together?
Mm. Yeah. The deaths still remain under investigation. I don't get that.
What, like, they think the dog killed them?
What did I think? Christopher Walken was around or something?
Yeah. Right. it's just amazing, though, that people have this connection more to their pets often than they do human beings.
Well, pets are more supportive than humans, usually.
Well, they are. Is that what we continue to mention, continue to use the phrase unconditional love, that's what the pets are all about. I couldn't imagine anybody liking me and loving me as much as Charlotte does. I'm not that I've ever done
neither
anything
can I.
That she, yeah, thanks, Rich.
What?
Not that she has ever had anything to worry about with me, because she hasn't. And maybe that's why she trusts me. I don't know. I mean, they come back for more because they are as capable of giving love as they are getting. We give them great love, but sometimes people don't give them great love, and they still are loyal.
It's the pack mentality. And you are my pack. I'm loyal to my pack.
About dogs being angels, that they're specifically set here on earth because all they want to do is give and receive love.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful, huh? That's something.
Except for pit bulls.
Yeah.
Well,
pit bulls do too.
There's a book around, by the way.
Such a bad rap.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Well, but there's a book that highlights Michael Vick and what he was doing really before all of the hoopla. And the guy's he's diseased. It's never mind whether he paid his debt to society. The guy's diseased. Anybody who does that kind of stuff to an animal, I don't care whether you put him in jail or you don't put him in jail. He's a diseased.
You don't think he could have realized how horrible he was?
Nope. Not from what I read in this book. I wouldn't. But no. That's the kind of stuff that he did, been doing for years and years and years and years and years. Don't give him, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt.
No pass.
Yeah, no pass. Half past the hour, Maria Bailey from Mob Talk Radio in a moment here on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, you are the one who determines your attitude. If you are great, you have gotten there because of what you have done. Yes. And for the most part, there are people who are successful who are not great because
right.
their attitudes are from hunger. My father used to use that expression.
Here's how you prove it. And we all know somebody like this.
Yep.
They're either just an absolute dork or a loser or just whatever
worse.
It is. But they think that they walk on water.
Yep.
They think that they are the greatest person, and they don't care what anybody else thinks
right.
about them. Their life is fantastic.
But that's a good attitude to have.
It's great. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I like
it.
Sometimes when I'm down on myself, and Doug, you know who it is. We have a guy here who just he's in his own world, but everything's always happy-go-lucky and everything, and I'm just like...
Right, he's oblivious to everything.
Why can't I be more like that? I'm jealous.
Well, don't be jealous. Jealous is a horrible emotion.
Nah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're in an envy, but there is stuff that's done by great people. They do great work, and I'm inspired. I will tell you a quick story before we have our conversation with Maria. The reason I started out this way is because Georgette, who was Edgar's wife, was just in here. She's still here on the farm. And we have a couple of guys that we sell bull calves to who raise them and use them as studs or whatever. I don't know what they do with them, but we have a number. We always have almost half. Yes, maybe. Half of the calves that are born, for the most part, are heifers and half are bulls. And we'll have about 140 calves this year, and half of them be bulls, so we're going to find homes for them. These guys have been taking the bull calves. And so Georgette was talking about our needs. We need to build a couple of shelters for these animals and a couple of places where we're putting them that are new. And we were trying to figure out, I got a couple of people here who traded out some time. They wanted to stay on the farm. They had an RV. So they said, could we stay on the farm? We'll trade you some work for having the ability to put our RV here. And I said, that's swell, great, good. And so these guys came along. And when Georgette was talking about how we needed to build a couple of shelters, And they said, oh, we'll come down and we'll do it free. Because George said, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of money on stuff. And they said, no, we're not going to charge you. We'll come and we'll build them free. Now, these are guys who are professional builders. And they just decided they'd give a day, and they were appreciative of us giving them the calves. So in return, they'll build us some sheds that would probably take my guys a week to do, and they'll do it in a day because they know what they're doing. But I just thought of them. Georgette and I were talking about the angels and how sometimes things just happen, and for that we ought to be grateful. And so maybe that applies to any number of things that are in your life or people who come into your life. And I would say that that is how I look at most of the people who are here on my program, the effect of the impact of Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and Heather. And for a number of years, we had the good fortune to spend time with Maria Bailey on this program, who's basically connected to moms around the country and around the world. Her business is to stimulate stores. Understanding how women buy is a difficult thing, especially since most of the companies are run by men who are clueless, pretty much the way radio is run today. That's why we don't have a lot of great programs for women, because radio is still dominated by men, and they make decisions, and they make a lot of wrong decisions. I say that, God love us all. That's been my focus. I can't get people to understand the value of having programs that focus on what women are interested in, even though there are stations in every market that are failing miserably. Nobody wants to take the step to get into something that attracts women. And as Maria will tell you, the women decision makers, if there's a team of a man and a woman, what is it, 85% of the time the women make the decisions on what to buy? Isn't that the number, Maria?
Exactly, 85%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why is it
and
that
we don't even realize it,
we're
guys.
So foolish. Yeah. Right.
Us guys are just like, we think
yeah, you're manipulating
them
too. Right. Yeah.
You think you're so smart.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, Doug, Maria is very attached to the whole mom blogosphere.
Right.
And all of the women that are online talking about just things that are going on in her life. And over this past weekend, my wife and I took my wife's cousin's son to college, because he's from Columbia, came here, stayed with us for a few weeks.
Right.
Then we took him to West Virginia to go to college where he's going. And last weekend, I noticed an incredible amount of Facebook posts and Twitter action talking about dropping their kids off at school and just the emotions that were just running so strong with all of the moms watching their kids go away.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria was one of those women. She has two kids that went out to college this summer. One of them just left and the other one has been there away for a few weeks, leaving two kids at home. And she was going through the gauntlet of emotions. Just everything, up, down, happy, sad, blah, 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 the whole thing. And I've never seen her post so much.
Oh, I know. It was crazy, wasn't it?
In the 2 weeks getting ready to drop your kids off. So we wanted to talk a little bit about, just because everybody's going through this now, so talk about it, get it out there. But I guess, Maria, we should first start is, how do you feel? I mean, you're at home now. You have your two young ones left, but what's going on?
You know what I notice? Two things. My house is so quiet. It is so quiet. And I don't need as much food in the refrigerator. Those two things are quite noticeable. Every time I open the refrigerator, it just looks empty to me. And I'm happy that my kids are doing well, and they seem very happy at the universities and the colleges that they're at. And both of them have said, Mom, I love it here. I couldn't have picked a better place for myself, and you prepared me so well. But I'm still sad. I'm very, very sad. I don't think I've talked to my husband in like 3 days, because I'm trying to get used to a different household, a new normal.
Why don't you talk to your husband? He's been there all along. He's not responsible for the kids
leaving.
Suddenly
there's not four kids distracting me. I almost have to get to know them again. Like, going home and there's four kids that keep my attention, and suddenly, like last night, I remember, I don't know. He's watching TV. I literally went to the gym for a second time just because I didn't have anything to do.
You know, that's an aspect of this I never even thought about, is that all of a sudden, this couple who's been married for 20, 30 years have kids that are now gone, and your whole relationship changes.
Oh, totally.
Well, that's why so many people get divorced after the children leave, because they actually look at each other and think, what the hell are we doing married?
There he is with his optimistic outlook on marriage.
Because I think that's reality.
No, that's true. It really is true that people get divorced because suddenly they're looking at this person they've been with for 20 years, and they're like, okay, what did we have in common?
Besides the kids.
That's it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So do your kids feel the anxiety? I mean, I know when we dropped my cousin's son off, he was nervous. He was, he's a little shy. He was a little nervous. You know, how am I going to meet people? Where am I going to sit when I go to the cafeteria and have lunch? What's my roommate going to be like? Do you feel like your kids are, I love it here, and mom, you're at home and you're depressed? Or do you feel like your kids are kind of with you in this?
No, they are completely independent. But my kids are a little bit different. Don't forget, I've been traveling their entire life, so they've had to be extremely independent, and they've traveled on their own a lot. So they are used to that. But no, I haven't heard. I finally yesterday texted my daughter and said, I would really love to hear your voice. Can I call you? Because I don't want to hover over them either and take away from the independent feeling that they are celebrating right now. So I texted her and said, could I please hear your voice? And she called me and, we talked for a while. But, it was very difficult with my son because at West Point, I couldn't talk to him for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
The only communication was a stamp and an envelope, and Doug will love this one. I gotta tell you, it felt so good to communicate with an old-fashioned letter.
Mm.
I got so much more content and connection out of getting a letter once a week than I have getting text messages.
Well, but
you
see, that points out something that is lost, in a sense, in this sea of zombieism that we find ourselves in, and it takes its toll not only in business, but more importantly, even with families who don't talk anymore. They send each other these abbreviated messages, and you've just said something that's wonderfully correspondent to what many folks are thinking who are going through this empty nest syndrome with you. I want to just hear, I wonder how many people feel this way, even when the children are there physically, but they're not there in any other way because they're so wrapped up in their little boxes, these things that seem to distract them so much. And now it's more pointy. At least you have their physical being there. Now you don't even have that. So if they are nice enough, thoughtful enough, well brought up, I suppose maybe is a way of looking at it, that they will send you a note. Kind of, we all chuckle about those letters we used to get from camp from our children, or we used to send home when we went to camp. But there is something, the emotional connection, and it's sad, actually, and it's sort of, it's selfish. Children are not able to recognize. You can say, well, it's not their job. Yes, it is. We've instilled in our children the nature of life. Hopefully we've done a good job. And one of the natures of life is to communicate. And it can be with a hug. It can be with a smile. It can be with a word, a note. But your parents have done, hopefully, a good job with you. And you know what? They've earned something in return. Whether your children are smart enough to give you that, it's not that you need to make them, as Maria said, I call my daughter and ask her, please, will you call me? So it's their decision to do it or not. But how do you not, if you've had a good relationship, and there's two different sizes, if you haven't had a good relationship with your parents, then you're not going to do this, you're not going to feel it. But if you've had very supportive parents who brought you up kind of the right way, it's nothing short of selfish not to acknowledge that and their feelings in some way, shape, or form, because it can't always be about them. That's the problem a lot of children have today. We've raised a generation of human beings who think everything is all about them. And that's why I think we have a lot of the problems that we do today, because everybody is so darn selfish.
But, Doug, when it's amazing, first of all, what people will put on Facebook. But during that 7 weeks when my son and the new cadets couldn't communicate with their parents, I watched all of these moms. They had the opportunity to call home one time during that 6 weeks. And my son, I told him before he left, call whoever you need to talk to. And he wound up calling his girlfriend. And he told me later, he said, Mom, I knew that you could go 6 weeks without talking to me. But I knew she couldn't, and I needed to call her. And I had no problem with that.
Right.
But but moms and parents, I think, sometimes also get selfish. And they feel like... You know what?
Yeah, needy. They get needy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they want their kids to move back home after college. They need their children to need them in order to have any self-identity. And I'm telling you, I watch these moms. They were like, gosh, you know, my child called his girlfriend instead of me. Or, you know what? It's not about you. It's about what that child, I mean, first of all, he's 18 years old and he joined the Army. Okay. So we're not talking about a 6-year-old here. He's an adult. Sometimes you have to let go. And, you know, maybe your child is going through the exact same thing you are. And maybe it's too hard to call home, you know? So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah. Okay. That is a point well made and taken. I just think that children ought to think about their parents. And, again, we've got these conflicting sort of realities because sometimes parents have made their children too dependent on them. And when you get to be a certain age, time for you to be out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that hasn't been more and more children are being left at home or left is the right word because the job market's lousy, don't have as much money. So they stay at home and become dependents or stay dependent. What is the law now? You can be a dependent until you're 26 or something, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
Health-wise.
Yeah. Anyway, Maria, wonderful to hear your voice.
Thanks,
Have fun with your welcome anytime to spend time with us. You know that. It is interesting. I'm hearing into your voice because I remember all the discussions you used to have about the children, how important they were, and how they, as with most of us, sort of determine, especially if they're still around the house, what goes on with us in no small way. So... I'm sorry about you having to spend so much time with your husband, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Take up knitting.
That's it, right. Maria Bailey on the Good Day program, 11 before the hour.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Shiv. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed Omega-3 Krill Oil from Shiv.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. With over 50 million students heading back to school, both students and parents want to get a head start, and these tech tools will help. The Kyocera Rise is perfect for students who want a smartphone without giving up their QWERTY keypad. It also includes a 3.5-inch touchscreen and Android's latest operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich. Get it on Sprint for under $20 with a 2-year contract, or Virgin Mobile without a contract starting August 31st for $99. Never miss a word of classroom lectures with LiveScribe's Echo Smart Pen. It records everything you hear, say, and write while linking your audio recordings to your handwritten notes. You can even share with classmates by email or to places like Google Docs and Facebook. Visit Newegg.com for all your back-to-school tech essentials. The e-tailer surveyed college students and found that 92% consider laptops a must-have item. The thin and sleek Sony Vaio T-Series Ultrabook, inspired by Intel, features a 13.3-inch screen and the Intel Core i5 processor. The Sony Vaio E-Series 14P laptop offers a bold design and DJ-style headphones. VTech's Brilliant Creations laptops and tablet look like the real thing and are perfect for kids 4 to 8 years old. The educational toy line includes the Brilliant Creations beginner laptop, advanced notebook, and color touch tablet. Each comes pre-equipped with activities like math, language, and creativity. No Textbooks, spelled K-N-O, is transforming the way students from kindergarten through college learn. No is more than a digital textbook. It combines the best of the physical textbook along with over 70 interactive features, including a digital journal, automatic flashcards, and a quiz me feature. For more information, go to killerapps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Yeah.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the face of mounting criticism and pressure to step away, he says he's not going anywhere. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Republican Congressman Todd Akin, he is running for U.S. Senate in Missouri. Need anyone be reminded, we once again share his remarks made in an interview that aired Sunday on a St. Louis TV station. This response followed a question as to why he is against abortion, even if the pregnancy is the result of a rape.
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
There has been an avalanche of criticism to those comments over the last few days. Akin strongly rebuked by members of both parties. The Republican National Committee chairman imploring Akin to stay away from next week's Republican National Convention in Tampa. And many Republicans in Missouri and elsewhere have called on him to withdraw his name from the ballot as a Senate candidate. Mitt Romney himself joining that chorus, urging Akin to step aside.
His comments about rape were deeply offensive. I can't defend what he said. I can't defend him. The thing he should consider is what's in the best interest of the things he believes most deeply, what will help the country at this critical time.
Akin did apologize, seeking forgiveness in a web ad released yesterday, but the criticism continues. Akin, though, has decided to stay in the Senate race. In a number of interviews on conservative talk shows yesterday, he said he intends to continue his campaign. Akin is getting some support from fellow conservatives. An Iowa congressman is blaming the entire uproar on the media, and two conservative groups have issued statements in support of Akin. It does not appear as if this story will fade away anytime soon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, and one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, stocks lost ground for a second straight day. The Dow fell 68 points, closing yesterday at 13,203. NASDAQ down by 9. S&P fell 5. Crude oil up 38 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.64. This is the sound of a hurricane, and the National Hurricane Center is tracking the newest named storm of the hurricane season, Tropical Storm Isaac, a few hundred miles to the east of the island of Guadeloupe. The forecast track puts the storm on a timeline that could have it threatening the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida next week, but that's only a possibility. Guess who's back? Roger Clemens, the seven-time Cy Young Award winner, has signed with an independent team in Texas, the Sugarland Skeeters of the Atlantic League. Clemens, who is now 50 years old, will start for the Skeeters this Saturday. At a news conference yesterday, he was asked why he's doing this.
Basically for fun. I mean, we've talked about it for a long time. See if I can get through a few innings, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Clemens, as you might recall, was found not guilty earlier this year on charges of lying to Congress about his use of performance-enhancing drugs. Something most of us believe he did do. And finally, how honest do you think you are? Well, the folks in Honest Tea did a study on this.
Well, we seek to have this honest and transparent relationship with our ingredients. We wanted to see how much our consumers embody those values, too.
That's the president of the Honest Tea company, Seth Goldman, who says they set up unmanned kiosks in major cities with a sign that asks people to put a dollar in a jar before taking a bottle of tea. Yes, you were on the honor system, and over 90% of those who took a bottle put a dollar in the jar. Salt Lake City and Oakland fared the best among cities with 100% honesty. Los Angeles, the least honest at just 79%. Anything else to share about this honesty experiment, Mr. Goldman? What kind of things did you hear as people passed by?
What we heard was a lot of times there was some peer pressure. Someone would be watching and say, no, I'll put that in. And of course, there were some other funny ones. In Philadelphia, someone tried to pay with a mayonnaise packet.
Hey, wait a minute. In Philadelphia, mayonnaise packets can be used as currency. I've been told that by my friends in Philly. Honest. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.